The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Costco, and they changed everything up. So, like, where the stuff used to be, it no longer was, and you had to kind of go, like, looking around to find it. And my understanding is that that's actually a deliberate kind of sales strategy, because you get sort of grooved into looking in particular places, and then you just get the stuff you like and you leave. But this made me look at different stuff that I might like, that I might purchase, in addition to the stuff that I will purchase, right? And I thought of this because in some ways our practice is about grooving the attention, of looking in familiar places, in familiar ways, looking at the body, looking at the mind, looking at feeling, and actually the practice is about developing and routinizing the attention in such a way that we look in really efficient ways. That's one part of the practice. But another part of the practice is actually looking in new ways. Yeah. Looking for new things. And so today, during the time of practice, we might consider, like, what does it mean to look in new ways? You know, our inner life, when we sit down, when we pay attention, there's a way in which we've got it's the theater of the mind. There's a kind of stage, and there are actors and a director and a score and all of these things. And sometimes when I turn inwards, it's like it's all so familiar because I've practiced so much. But that can actually obscure the novelty of attention. And so what would it actually be like to recognize, oh yeah, this is where I look, this is how I look at experience, this is the stage, this is the theater, this is the director, these are the actors, this is the protagonist. And just let all of it go, or at least ask the question, what would it be like if everything were different? How can I actually, is there something new to be seen? And maybe we see something new. Maybe we notice something new about experience. And maybe we don't. And the truth is, I'm not even sure that seeing something new is the point. The point may be to look in such a way that we might see something new. To get kind of still and intrigued enough that we look in that kind of intent way. So don't take your way of looking for granted. Don't just repeat it. How can we see with new eyes? So have a good morning of practice. Thanks for being here, Anne. And